In the news for this Monday, the 5th day of April, recently escaped debris burn piles have CAL FIRE reminding the public of fire preparedness tips. Now, CAL FIRE officials remind us that means monitoring the weather, having clearance around burn piles, and extinguishing burn piles as appropriate. With the warmer weather, CAL FIRE urges residents that now is the time to create 100 feet of defensible space around homes and to update their wildfire action plan before burn permits are required on May 1st. Now, these measures are huge assets in supporting firefighting efforts, especially during wildland fire. Now, for more information on safe burning, visit fire.ca.gov. Jason Budrow, the California prisoner accused of strangling to death the serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the prison cell they shared at Mule Creek, has confessed in a 5-page letter to a Bay Area news organization. Budrow claims he strangled the 81-year-old Roger Kibbe to death with a triangle chokehold the same day they became cellmates at the Ione prison. According to Budrow, he originally wanted to be placed in a single-man cell, but as he learned more about Kibbe's case, it became a mission for avenging Kibbe's victims. Budrow is serving life without parole for a Southern California woman's murder. Thus far, no criminal charges have been filed in Kibbe's death, and CDCR and local officials have yet to issue a statement on Budrow's letter. Well, PG&E wants to hear feedback on its wildfire prevention plans and 2021 public safety power shutoff improvements. As wildfire risk in California continues to grow, especially with temperatures heating up, utility officials acknowledge losing power disrupts lives. That's why the company is providing progress updates while listening to customers to find out ways to reduce the impact of PSPS events without compromising safety. To continue that effort, PG&E is hosting a series of webinars to share local wildfire safety progress for the customer service areas over the next few weeks and months. Each session will cover PG&E's wildfire prevention efforts, resources to help customers and communities before, during, and after PSPS events, and PG&E's improved technologies and tools focused on safety. Visit PGE.com for upcoming webinars covering Amador and Calaveras counties. And Caltrans is scheduled to begin work today clearing snow from Ebbets Pass and Monitor Pass in an effort to get the seasonal routes open for the summer season. Work is scheduled to begin today and continue on weekdays, weather permitting. Caltrans' goal is to have all winter passes open no later than the Friday before Memorial Weekend, which is Friday, May 21st. It'll be here before you know it. And remember, major traffic delays again this week in Calaveras County with up to 15-minute delays on Whiskey Slide Road. Crews are replacing and installing new drainage culverts at several locations along Whiskey Slide Road. Work taking place between 7 a.m. and 4:30. They'll be working on that for the next couple of weeks. And you can give the gift of life today. It's Veterans Community Blood Drive from 10:30 to 5:30 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Please bring a photo ID, eat well, and drink plenty of water prior to donating. You must wear a mask or face covering as well. Now, this is sponsored by the VFW Post 8254, Disabled American Veterans 188, and American Legion Post 108. For more information, 304-8775. Better yet, show up today. Give the gift of life, 10:30 to 5:30 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. That, my friends, wraps up a look at local news on this a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.